Just 9 days ago, the New England Patriots were 10-0 on the season, and fans were dreaming of a perfect season. Now they've lost two in a row, following last night's 35-28 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles at Gillette Stadium. The Pats trailed by 3 touchdowns halfway through the fourth quarter, due in part to a blocked punt that the Eagles returned for a touchdown and other miscues, and the Patriots' late comeback came up short. Key players, including tight end Rob Gronkowski, were out for the game, but quarterback Tom Brady would not use that as an excuse.
You'd love to have everybody healthy. I think every team would love that at this point, but you know, it's just not the reality. So it's tough. You got to find ways to adjust. And you know, we do plenty of good things. I think tonight there was just some critical errors that it really came down to.
For more on the game, we're joined this morning by reporter Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com. Mike's going to join us on Monday mornings through the rest of the season and joins us this morning for our maiden voyage. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You know, everyone thought that given the fact that the Eagles have been struggling, this was going to be an easy win for the Patriots. It was not, and it was, in fact, the opposite, a loss. What happened?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into it, Bob, but if you want to boil it down to really one thing, it's that they gave up 21 points when their defense wasn't even on the field. They gave up that punt return for a touchdown, the block punt for a touchdown, and Tom Brady threw a 99-yard interception that was returned for a touchdown, 99 yards. Bill Belichick saying when you give up 21 points when your defense isn't on the field, you usually lose about 98% of the time.
They just did not look sharp last night at all.
They didn't, and the special teams aspect of the game is really what stood out. They're usually very strong there. That's the punting game, the kicking game. They tried a trick play in the second quarter that many people talked about, a drop kick after they went up 14-0, and the Eagles were right on top of that play. They weren't surprised. They were trying to surprise them, and the Eagles scored the game's next 35 points after that play.
Let me ask about quarterback Tom Brady. He masterminded the comeback in the fourth quarter that we said earlier came up short, but he had trouble finding receivers for much of the game. He threw a couple of interceptions. Tell us about Brady's performance.
Well, I think from the big picture, it was very disappointing, Bob, for him because, well, he led them back in the fourth quarter, and you admire that about him and this team, that they always have a chance in the end because they fight till the end, which not every team you can say that about. His two interceptions were very costly mistakes, specifically that 99-yard interception return for a touchdown that the Eagles had in the third quarter. That was a big swing. The game was tied at 14. They were going to go up at the least by 3 points, a field goal. Instead, you swing it the other way, and that was really a big play in the game. He was really disappointed in that after the game, saying, "That's just bad quarterbacking by me."
It's interesting that he takes responsibility for that.
Well, it's interesting, but it also speaks to the leader that he is, Bob. And in the big picture, they're still 10 wins and 2 losses, and they're, you know, still one of the best teams in the AFC. And with Tom Brady, you say that anything is possible for this team because he's still one of the best in the game, but they have hit a little bit of a speed bump here, and he doesn't look as comfortable as he did early in the season.
You know, Brady was operating without his biggest playmakers. Of course, wide receiver Danny Amendola was back from a knee injury, and he did sort of okay last night, but tight end Rob Gronkowski, who also has a knee injury, is out. Receiver Julian Edelman is out. How big a difference does that make?
Well, that makes a very big difference for the Patriots. I mean, those are two of the best players, you know, at their position in the entire NFL. At the same time, Bob, you know, every team has injuries around the NFL, especially at this time of year with just 4 games left for every team in the regular season, you know, in the league. So you can't really use that as an excuse. But whenever Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman are on the field, they're usually number one option and number two option for Tom Brady. And when you take away those two options, it's almost like a security blanket, a comfort factor for him. You see, it's not there for him, and he's really not performing at the same level, Tom Brady, as he did when they were on the field.
You know, back to the big picture, it sure felt like the entire Pats team was a little out of sync last night. And as we look forward to the 4 remaining games in the season, how big a worry is this for Pats fans?
Well, I think it's a worry in the short term because going into this game, Bob, they were in control of really having the playoffs in the AFC, their conference, run through Foxborough, Massachusetts, and they're no longer in control of that. They're now tied at the top of the AFC with the Cincinnati Bengals and the Denver Broncos, and if the season were to end today, they would not have a first-round playoff bye. Only two teams get that break at the start of the playoffs, so that's a concern in the short term. But then you look at the remaining schedule. They're at Houston, then they come home and play Tennessee. Then they have two road games at the Jets and at the Dolphins. And the first thing is you just have to win to get in the playoffs, Bob. You know, we were talking about undefeated season, as you said. Now you just want to make sure you get into the playoffs because they don't lose back-to-back games very often.
All right, Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com, and he'll be joining us on Monday mornings for the rest of the season here. Mike, thanks for coming in this morning, and we look forward to the rest.
Thanks, Bob.